Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and we've had a fantastic day of NFL draft prospects shopping by, and we got one more prospect before we call it an afternoon, and we're going to be heading to Hawaii and talking with the standout running back, Paul Harris. But as always, we appreciate you folks stopping and joining us here on the C2P. But with that said, our guest, Paul, can you believe your time as a collegiate athlete, it's kind of come and gone, and now you're 22 days away from finding out where your next stop may be?
Yeah, it went by fast, but during the course, it didn't really seem like it was going fast. It seemed like it was going slow, but now that I'm looking back on it, it's just like, dang, it really went by that fast. Got to meet some guys and create some bonds and create some brotherhoods. Just missing the guys and forever going to keep in touch with the guys that I met in Hawaii.
Definitely. And I'm curious, have you had that morning yet, Paul, where you think you're missing practice? I know some guys come on the show and they say since spring ball starts, you're kind of doing your own thing. Your teammates are doing their thing, you know, playing at Hawaii. I mean, have you had that freak out morning yet where you think you missed the alarm?
Yeah, pretty often, but you know, I'm getting the gist of it now since I've been away from Hawaii for quite a while now. So, I'm not getting it as often, but first couple weeks, maybe a month or two, of course, I was, you know, waking up like, oh, man, I missed practice or I'm late. But now I'm pretty settled in.
Nice. I dig it. I mean, have you been special with the ball in your hands from a young age? I mean, if you're playing Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, were you that kid playing running back, scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns a game?
Oh, no, about 5 or 6 touchdowns, but scored pretty often. We had a pretty great team growing up through Pee Wee and through high school. I was kind of always the bigger guy and more athletic guy, but, of course, I always worked as well. But until I got to high school, that's when I kind of, like, stopped growing as far as, like, height-wise. I was always kind of the bigger guy through Pee Wee all the way up to high school. And in high school, that's kind of when everybody, I guess, caught up to me as far as growth spurts.
Okay. Yeah, hey, man, that happens. And obviously you've been productive and obviously successful since moving on. I'm curious, I mean, coming out of high school, how did you kind of get bypassed? And, you know, I mean, you went the JUCO route before jumping to Hawaii. I mean, did you have some offers? Kind of how, I guess, did you kind of slip through the cracks leaving high school?
Going through high school, my grades wasn't the best. So with that being said, I had to go to I ended up at the University of Toledo. Toledo offered me a prop. So that means you have to be 24 credit hours in school, and then you can try for the team. And if they like you, they offer you a scholarship still. So I did that, and this didn't go well with me. And then took a year off, ended up getting in contact with a coach in Ventura, and that's so far away from home. So I needed that just to get away from home and just stay focused. And once I got out to Ventura, California, it was just, I guess, the best move I made because I was able to get on tasks, stay focused, you know, get things done. And focus on school and being an athlete. So I think it was the best move for me.
Definitely. And I mean, it obviously things start to emerge for you. You start to establish yourself, you know, at Ventura. I mean, what point do you kind of say, hey, you know what, this has been a great learning step. This has been awesome. I've kind of, you know, like you mentioned, you know, you found the task at hand. But, I mean, when Hawaii and some other schools came calling, how gratifying was it knowing that people were taking, you know, notice of what you were doing?
It was awesome. I didn't think I was going to be able to go to the D1 level out of Ventura just because I didn't know how the clock starts. But
okay.
God bless to be able to play two years at a Division I level. And once I got that offer from Hawaii, you know, they just kept in touch. No matter how many classes I had to take, and they just stuck with me through thick and thin, though. So, that was there was no other option other than Hawaii. In my brain, like, yeah, I love their dedication towards me. So once I got there, it was just and I went on my visit. When I went on my visit too, it was lovely. It was a whole brotherhood. Everybody accepted me as soon as I got there, and on my visit, of course, they showed me love. So I think it was just the best fit for me.
Definitely, and obviously, I mean, you arrived there, you're Offensive Player of the Year in 2015, you transitioned to 2016, and with another standout season. So, I mean, the productivity and the ability, obviously, you got to, you know, show to all. Once again, Paul Harris, the standout Hawaii running back here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you guys know you can always check it out at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Block Talk Radio. You just type in Paul Harris, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about him as he makes his path towards his next level. I ask all the guys that come on the show this question. I mean, if you're in the film room, you're with some scouts, Paul. I mean, what are some of those characteristics to the running back position? What are those traits that you bring where they're kind of, you know, fall in love with you and kind of say, hey, we want you?
I say they're looking at film. I would say that they will love my my patience, my speed. I can make people miss, and I don't mind lowering the shoulder when it comes to, you know, short yardage. And I can catch out the backfield as well. And, you know, the NFL is kind of transitioning to a passing league too. So they're having running backs catching, you know, swings or doing routes and stuff like that. So I can definitely do that too. So I think they'll love those traits of mine.
Definitely. Does anything go unnoticed that film can't reveal? And I ask this question because, you know, we pass these shows off to the scouts and coaches that we do know. Is there anything that they need to know about you that, you know, leadership qualities, game film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior? What are those, some of those characteristics that film doesn't necessarily show that they need to know about you?
You know, through the course of both seasons, this year, just passed, and year before that, Hawaii, you know, we didn't have too great of a season. We had a better year this year, but no matter how down we were as far as losing to a team, you know, I'm still trying to fight. I'm giving my all every play, making sure that the team knows that I haven't gave up. And even if we are out of the game, I'm still pushing, making sure that, you know, we're going down with the fight. You know, I'm never going to let nobody just beat us. You know, and I carry that over on and off the field. You know, I'm just a competitor,
Nice. And I'm curious, man. I mean, your first game in Hawaii, I think it's against Ohio State. Obviously, you're an Ohio kid. I mean, what was that like? I'm sure it was a packed house of family and friends down at the Horseshoe coming to see you. But what was that like kind of making that return home?
It was just a surreal moment. Never would have thought I'd be playing in Ohio State in front of family. And then it was the day before my birthday, too. So I got to spend time with some of my family on my birthday. So,
wow.
I mean, that was a blessing, too. Yeah, so, I mean, being so far away from Ohio, which is home, and then being able to play in front of my team, I mean, my family, and the day after my birthday, that was just like just a blessing, a dream come true, kind of, sort of.
Definitely, man. I mean, yeah, you kind of had to pinch yourself. Like, man, is this really happening? I mean, you know,
yeah.
You're off to Hawaii, and then, like you said, then lo and behold, the day before your birthday, you get to make your start, and obviously, your family and friends get to see you and cheer you on. I'm sure that had to be a memorable game for so many reasons. This is a cliche question, but I ask it again of you guys. I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody that's at the next level, or is there any running back that we kind of see – at least you say, hey, you know, when I see this guy, I kind of say, hey, I can kind of do some of the things he does. I kind of see myself in him.
I personally want to have my own identity, and I think I have my own identity. But I have got comparisons to some people back in the day and some current people right now. Like back in the day, Eric Dickerson was a comparison, and then to today it was Le'Veon Bell and LeSean McCoy. So I think I have a little bit of each player in my game, but I want to have my own identity. I think I can bring something different to the table.
Nice. And I'm curious, I mean, did you stay out in Hawaii, or did you go off to any, you know, some of the combine facilities to kind of get ready for pro day and the workouts and the things that come with being in your position? Kind of how did you attack that?
Okay, so there's a nice facility in Ohio that I was at. It's called 11 Athletics. And then to my fiance, because she's pregnant and she needed some support and just some help with the baby and just money-wise. So I ended up transferring out to a location in Cali so I can be closer to her and just help support her. So I have a nice facility out here called Live Athletics. And they are pretty well known in the area, so I like the area that I'm at. Location that I'm at.
Nice, nice, and it's probably some peace of mind too, being able to kind of make sure she's cool, and you don't want to get those late night phone calls, especially if she's in California and you're in Ohio, such a time gap. You know, what I mean, you're halfway asleep, and
yeah.
She's calling you at 9 o'clock, and it's midnight. You know, you're like, come on, man, what's up?
So yeah.
I could be closer to that. Probably definitely some peace of mind. I'm curious, man, because I see so many variables, and since we have you on the show, I got to ask a question. Height, weight. What's your height, weight right now?
Height, weight. I'm 5'10" from my last combine and my pro day. That's what they size me as, and then my weight is 208, between 208 and 205.
Man.
So.
Nice. Feel pretty comfortable with that? I mean, being able to do what you want to do?
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable. I like the weight. I feel like I could probably put on a little weight as far as, like, just getting more toned up and just being able to be a bruiser instead of, you know, catching the punishment. I'll be able to deliver the punishment at the next level.
Definitely, definitely. And in that next level, I mean, how did pro day go for you? I mean, nobody ever is really happy with the results, but I mean, you know, in an honest thing, how did you feel about pro day and how many teams showed up?
There was a lot of teams there. My pro day, I think my regional combine was better than my pro day, but I think I did some okay numbers as far as my pro day. You know, the field. I mean, the field is the field. I can't really, you know, take that back. But I did what I did. I think I still have a good chance. My film shows that I'm a great player. Any team that wants to talk to me, I can show them my off the field smarts, my on the field smarts in the film room. And I mean, any time. I mean, if they want to train me or to see what I can do, I'll be there to show them.
Definitely, you know, and not to get off subject, Paul, but I remember reading some of your bio, and I remember the Toledo thing, because we had Jody Webb on the show. He wrapped up his career at YSU, but he kind of had the same similar path as you, you know, with the Toledo walk-on thing, but things never worked out. So Toledo, man, they're just turning away good running backs. Jody Webb, yourself, like I said, man, they got to take a little bit more patience with you guys, I guess. You know, but not that I think about that. Not to get off subject, but I mean, I think in the last week now we've had two guys that had an opportunity to get to Toledo, and like I said, you guys, you know, obviously went off to have fantastic careers at other schools, and obviously, you know, we're wound up here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. Before we let you go, my man, and we do appreciate your time. I know you got so much on your plate, and like being in your position, you got to just stay focused all the time, so we appreciate your time. But we always like to end the show with some lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, this particular question we ask everybody, and I think it's the question you guys like answering most. Now, you said you're engaged, but it doesn't mean you can't grab a quick bite to eat with one of the female celebrities of your choosing. So with that said, if you could take out any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Yeah, I'd rather not say. I can't do that. Trying to get me home and beat up or something.
All right, that's fair enough. I just don't want to. I asked that of everybody. I just didn't want to leave you hanging. That way, if you listen to any other shows, you're like, man, I can't believe you didn't ask me that. How about this one? Coach Rolovich from Hawaii, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if so,
yes, sir.
Would they do the impersonation in front of him?
Yes, sir. I think we had pretty much like team bondings, and it was like different offense of different positions had to do, I guess, a talent show or whatever. And
certain
group, I think it was the offensive lineman. This dude named J.R. Hensley. He does great impersonations of everybody. He did impersonations of Coach Chow last year, and then our weightlifting coach last year, and then this year he did Rolo, and then our strength and conditioning coach, Bubba Reynolds. So he's
awesome.
A character.
How about this question? Take us inside that Hawaii locker room one more time. Who had the most bizarre nickname? Could be you or a teammate, and how'd they get it?
Most bizarre nickname? Can't really think of one off my head. Bizarre nickname? Probably Fathead.
Yeah.
Fathead. yeah, that was one of my roommates.
Did you have a nickname?
Ball Out was my nickname. I mean, that was my Instagram name for a long time, but they ended up calling me that. Or Juice was my nickname through like high school and sometime Pee Wee, but it was just through my friends. It wasn't like the community called me that, but yeah, through my friends or my teammates, some of them called me Juice or Ball Out.
Nice. And then the final one before we let you go tonight, my man, and we do appreciate your time. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He is the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the ideas and themes on your cleats or your spikes. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what kind of idea would you want on there?
I would have to give that some thought. I couldn't really answer it just because I had to give that some thought. I'm not really a person that, you know, just acts off with the first thing I think. I put some thought into it and then, you know, try to come up with something different so it ain't the same as everybody else's.
Yeah.
But
I think
has to do with,
hey, man.
Hello?
Yeah,
I probably had to put some more thought into that. But probably had to do some speed or about my newborn. Yeah, so there's just something about family because I'm really family-oriented. So, yeah, something around those ideas. But just come up with a theme for it. Just something that I want.
Definitely, man. Well, hey. We know you're busy. Hey, man, best of luck with the baby. I hope, you know, to come out healthy. That's the most important thing of all, and I hope she's perfect through labor and all those things that come with being a family. I hope you're blessed. And with that, we always like to stay humble and stay hungry, my man. And like I said, I can't wait to find out where you land.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Paul Harris, the standout running back from Hawaii. Man, you got to love that kid, by the way. I mean, I was excited to get him on, especially being an Ohio guy and kind of knowing his path and his journey. He goes out to Ventura College and just kind of gets his head on straight, gets the grades up right, and then he's off to D1 Hawaii, and he's blasting off a 1,000-yard season. He averaged 7 yards a carry this past year. So, like I said, you know the skill set's there. And, man, I cannot believe he's a 208, man. That's fantastic size. I mean, when you look 5'10", 208, man, that's exactly where you need to be. So, like I said, I'm going to be excited, come draft weekend. It's going to be definitely going to be a guy that I think you guys kind of keep a close pulse on. Once again, Paul Harris, our standout guest today here on the C2P. As always, folks, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and CollegeToPro.com.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.